Hey everyone, it's Laura Molitor here again with another Divine Purpose Insights podcast. I'm your host of this weekly program and Divine Purpose coach and spiritual activist. You can find out more about me and what I do at beingfreenow.com. You can subscribe to this podcast and please feel free to share if you like what you hear. Recently, a friend and I got into a discussion of the quality of meekness when it stood out to both of us in a passage from a Bible lesson we were studying. It became an intriguing conversation, and I decided I wanted to look into that word and its implications for us a bit more. Of course, we hear that wonderful promise that Jesus gives to those that are meek in the Sermon on the Mount. This is Matthew 5, verse 5. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. This wasn't the first time this idea was put forth in the Bible, and I'm sure Jesus was well aware of this. He knew the scriptures very well. In Psalms chapter 37, verse 11, we read, "But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace." So meekness is a quality that gives us promises of a rich inheritance, a dominion over the earth, a sense of feeling satisfied and abundantly peaceful. Jesus talked a lot about the kingdom of heaven and how we could realize this state of being. It certainly wasn't something we had to wait for or hope for. It was a change of consciousness that could be felt here and now. In the quote about meekness, though, he and the psalmist are even more pointedly saying that meekness will bring us blessings here on earth, an inheritance of true serenity and a sense of completeness, having one's needs met, being comfortable and satisfied. So what is meekness really? It's often used as a sense of timidity, meek as a little mouse, maybe as one who is afraid to speak up for himself. But I think that isn't the truest definition, and certainly not the one that Jesus meant. Jesus is often described himself as meek, but we know that he was mighty. He didn't always reply when questioned, sometimes was silent, or at the very least wasn't defending himself or arguing with a traditional human defense. Instead, he let God's word be the word, and his meekness was simply a release of self to the might of God's purpose, God's truth, God's love. Dictionary.com defines meekness as the quality of being patient or quiet in nature. It also says it's the quality of being overly submissive, which is that timidity definition that we were talking about. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary from 1828 defines meekness in this way. This is a little more complete. Softness of temper, mildness, gentleness, forbearance under injuries and provocations. And it says that it is, in an evangelical sense, humility, resignation, submission to the divine will without murmuring or peevishness, opposed to pride, arrogance, and refractoriness. I think this is the meekness that is mighty and that we can try to discover in ourselves. It's submitting to the divine will, which is, of course, the inheritance of the earth, a sense of freedom, control, abundance, light, and love. That's the divine will for us. Humility is akin to meekness, but I think that meekness may indicate even more not only the way we may feel inside, but the way that we behave. It's not only letting go of ego within, but allowing this also to reflect out in the way that we are with others. It's releasing that need to look strong and be forceful in our opinions. It's a softened temper and attitude. And I think this meekness develops in us as we legitimately recognize that going it on our own isn't getting the job done. The fear, the anger, the defensiveness, the pride isn't bringing us our peace. So we get to perhaps our own personal inflection points where we're either going to stay in the pit and feel less than content and free and happy in our being, or we're going to hush up and listen for God's word to lift us out, show us what has always been ours, that sweet joy that is found not only because we are being meek and can hear God rather than our own voices and thoughts, but also because the very sense of meekness feels peaceful. That deep breath of gentle stillness, in spite of the storms, just really feels better, feels like heaven on earth. we may discover the treasure of meekness when we are down on our knees or up against a wall. We've spent all our own energies and we can't really do anything else but yield in the dark to what may be just a small hope of light. And then there it is. That meekness is the upturned face that feels the hint of the sun rising and knows that all will be, that all is well. Mary Baker Eddy captures this in her definition of the word valley in the Glossary of Her Science and Health, which illumines Bible words with spiritual definitions. She references the Psalm 23, "Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." And she defines valley as depression, meekness, darkness. So I'm thinking in the midst of depression and darkness, she's saying the meekness sits right there. We are brought to it, and so we then can fear no evil. That very time of darkness is a receptivity to light, to truth, a readiness to shift the meekness that is might. I'm still thinking more about this and hoping I can put this idea of meekness into practice in my life. I'd love to feel more peace. Hope this was helpful to you. Let me know if you have any questions or comments or want to talk more. You can reach me at lauramolitor@gmail.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you next week.